My granny, Abner, I believe that's our ring.
I don't Islam, I believe you're right.
I'll see.
Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
See what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, the place, the clothes, the invitations, and the debutante have been selected for the coming out party, which is soon to highlight Pine Ridge's current social season. And now Lum has decided to use the Golden Era Discussion Club as a means of helping its members brush up on their etiquette for the forthcoming party. As we look in on the little community today, it's evening, and we find Abner just entering Lum's kitchen.
Yes. Were you calling me, Lum?
Yeah, come in here a minute, Abner.
Yeah, oh, what did you call me out here in the kitchen for? You want me to help you with the refreshment?
No, I just wanted to tell you what the subject for discussion is tonight.
Well, I'll find that out during the meeting, won't I?
Yeah, but I don't want you to say the wrong things while we're discussing it.
Wrong things?
Well, you see, the subject is etiquette. How to act at coming out parties and all that. But I don't want you to mention nothing about Grandpap's coming out party.
Well, how come you to pick out a subject like that, Long?
Because I want Ulysses and Cedric and the rest of them to know how to act when they come to the party. I don't want them doing nothing that'll embarrass me.
Embarrass you?
Yeah, like eating with their knives or keeping their hats on in the house or tying their napkins around their neck blowing in their coffee instead of fanning it with their hat or anything like that.
Well, nobody's going to notice them little things, Long.
Well, the society editors from the big papers will notice it.
They will, huh?
Yeah, and then it'll get in the papers, and then I'll be the laughing stocks of the social swirl.
You will, huh?
Of course I will. Some of them society folks from St. Louis might come down here, too.
They might.
Yeah, more likely hang around the schoolhouse peeking in the windows at us. I wouldn't be at all surprised if Ms. Whitley Maddox herself sneaked down here to spy on me.
To spy on you?
Yeah. Her and me both being big social leaders, statuesque hostesses. Natural, she want to see how I run a party so she can copy my ideas.
Oh. Well, what is your ideas, Long?
Oh, different ideas. I ain't studied them all up yet, but I know they'll be unicue.
They'll be what?
Unicue.
What does that mean?
Well, be right honest, I don't know exactly. But in them society columns I read, they always have unicue ideas and unicue decorations and unicue entertainment and all that stuff. I think it means high class.
Well, I do know. Well, now, exactly what etiquette are we going to discuss?
Hey,
tonight?
Mr. Long, they're all here.
What'd you say, Cedric?
Everybody's here now. They're all ready for the meeting to start.
Oh, they done come in, huh?
No, we'll be right in, Cedric. Tell everybody to sit down and get comfort, and I'll be there in a second.
Yes, Ma. Mr. Grandpa Masters ain't quite asleep yet. Says he's awful restless tonight.
Well, I do know.
Say, how much longer is Grandpappy Spears going to be Buster V. Davenport?
Oh, I don't know, Cedric.
I keep getting him mixed up with himself.
Well, ain't no telling, I don't reckon, Cedric. Soon as he gets shut of his amnesia, why, he'll recollect who he is again.
Yeah, and that might happen at a certain event, which is going to take place one night soon now. Hurry up and go back to the parlor, Cedric.
Yeah, go on in.
I will.
Well, come on, Mom. I reckon we better get in there, too, haven't we?
Yeah, I just wanted to warn you again not mentioning the coming out party when we get to discussing party.
Well, I won't say nothing.
All right, come on. We're going in there.
Yeah, let's get on in there with the rest of them. I'd still rather discuss some high-class culture subject, though. I'm getting pretty good on them things.
Well, etiquette is sort of a high-class culture, I think. Well, evening, everybody.
Howdy. How are you, Mr. Davenport?
Oh, can't complain. How are you tonight, Ulysses?
Okay.
I'm okay, too, I think.
Well, that's fine, Cedric. Yes, sir, I'm glad to hear that.
Well, I reckon we might as well get right into the meeting if everybody's ready.
Yeah, okay, here, Lum.
Well, good. Well, the 12th meeting of the Golden Era Discussion Club will now come to order. All them present are accounted for, please signify by the same sign.
Hey.
Okay.
Better nudge Grandpa Masters there, Abner, and get him woke up.
Yeah, I'll get him. Here, Grandpa, wake up.
Tonight, fellow members, we'll pursue our usual policy of striving for a higher type of ignorance in Pine Ridge. And in view of this policy, I, as president, have picked out a subject which will be of great help to each and every one of you.
Well, good. Has it got anything to do with barn painting, Lum?
No, Ulysses.
Got to get that barn of mine painted some way.
I wished you would.
Yeah, I'd like to myself, Lum. It sure does need it.
The subject for tonight, fellow members, is how to act good etiquette at parties.
But it ain't got nothing to do with Grandpap's coming
out. Abner, Hesha.
Huh?
Did you say party? Are we going to get up a party, Mr. Lum?
No, Cedric. Leastways, I don't think so. There might be one in town some night. Never can tell about them things.
No.
I love and add more parties.
Well, sir, I'd like to get up a little barn painting party some evening, Lum.
Well, we ain't talking about no particular party tonight. All we're going to do is just learn ourselves how to act at one, just in case there happens to be some kind of a party sometime.
Yeah, like, for instance, somebody's coming out party.
Abner.
I never give it away.
No, but you're trying awful hard.
I ain't done it.
Now then, fellas, here's how we're going to start the discussion. I've copied down some things out of an etiquette book. I'll read them to you, and you're supposed to tell what's wrong with them.
What's wrong with them?
Yeah, and then tell how you're supposed to do it right.
Oh, sort of a quiz thing, huh? Like they have on the radio?
Well, sort of.
Have you got a $64 question?
No, no. We ain't paying no prizes for nothing.
I could sure use that money right now. I'd love to win it.
This is just to learn you how to act at parties is all.
Oh, free, huh?
All right. Now, here's the person. Now, listen close. It's about introducing people to one another.
Oh, for the land's sake. I don't know how to do that, Lum.
How?
Huh?
How do you do it?
Well, you just say, well, so-and-so shake hands with my woman.
No, that ain't right.
Huh?
Now, try this.
I've tried it. They meet one another that way.
Miss Young, meet up with Mrs. Old. Now, how about that, Ulysses?
Okay.
No, it ain't okay. It's wrong.
Okay, it's wrong.
That's right. Very good answer, Ulysses. All right, now, here's the next one. Ms. Brown, I want you to shake hands with Mr. White. Now, what's wrong with that, Abner?
Is that old Ephraim White or his boy, Eli?
Oh, I don't know. Well, it don't make no difference.
It must be Eli. Old Ephraim's been laid up for 4 or 5 months with the rheumatiz. He don't get out to shake hands with nobody. And couldn't raise his arm to shake hands if he wanted to, from what I hear, the way he stove up. Doggies, Lum, I don't know what's wrong with shaking hands with Eli. I've shook hands with him 10 times myself.
Me too, but I never noticed nothing wrong.
No? Is it because he's got dirty hands?
No.
He's generally overhauling that tractor of his and always has grease on his hands, but I never minded that, though.
Well, it ain't got nothing to do with his hands being dirty.
Well, let's see now. I ought not to shake hands with him. Doggy, this is a good one, you know.
Yeah, this is fun, ain't it?
Yeah, it sure is. Let's see now.
I used to know a fella back in Toledo. Granville Watts, his name was.
Granville Watt?
Yep, Granville Watt.
Why, he lived in Cherry Hill, not Toledo.
Oh, no, no, couldn't be Cherry Hill. I've never been there.
Oh.
If I used to know him, it must have been in Toledo, because I'm a Toledo boy.
Boy?
Yep. Yeah, lived there all my life. Back ago. Anyways, this Granville Watt went around shaking hands with folks.
Well.
But it was the wrong thing to do.
Wrong thing?
Oh, yeah. When you got done shaking hands with him, your watch was generally gone.
It was?
Yep. Yeah, Granville Watts of Toledo was nothing but a low-down pigeon-toed pickpocket.
For the land's sake.
Yep, low-down pigeon-toed pickpocket, what it was.
Hey, doggies, wait a minute. That must be the answer right there. Eli White is a pickpocket.
Oh, I'll be doggone.
I thought he'd been acting sort of cute here lately.
Yep, Granville Watts got caught at it once. Since then, he spent considerable time in jail.
Doggies, that's where that Eli White ought to be, too. That snake in the weeds. Just to think about that. Way he always goes around smiling at you just as nice as pie. Just tries to act so nice to your face, and all that time he's stealing your watch
well,
from
you. Just a minute, fellas. This is all wrong.
You bet your life it's wrong to be a pickpocket. He ought to be ashamed of himself. I know good and well I ain't going to shake hands with him no more, neither. I'll just ignore him. That's what I'll do.
Come to think about it, I think I seen Mose Moot shaking hands with him in front of the drugstore today.
Mose Moot?
Yes, sir.
Uh-oh, there goes poor old Mose's watch. Doggy, is that good or isn't to it his papa gave him?
It was?
Yeah, that railroad watch, that's what it was. He always carries it with him. Bound to head it on him today.
Well, now, just a minute, Abner. You've got this all wrong.
What time was that, Cedric?
Oh, about supper time, I think.
Supper time, huh?
Yes, Ma.
Let's see now. Get my watch out of my pocket here. 8:30 now. 8:31 to be exact.
You ain't shook hands with him because you still got your watch.
No, I ain't seen him today at all, Cedric. Ain't shaking hands with him at all. Let's see now. What direction did he head out in, Cedric?
Well, I don't know. North, I think. Or maybe south.
South, huh? Yeah, heading for the swamps is about what he's doing.
Yep, they always do. Wait a minute here, fellas.
Toledo.
We ain't going to put up with such as this here in Pine Ridge. I tell you what we'll do. Cedric, you go over to your place and get your poor shotgun. I'll go by my place and get a gun. You fellas all get you some firearms. We'll get up a party. Come on, we better get started here.
Okay, let's go.
Come on, hurry up. Let's go.
Now, wait a minute. Where do you fellas think you're going anyway?
Why, we're getting up a posse to catch that thief Eli White. Come on here, fellas.
Yeah, we're in Toledo. I'd go by the place and get my shotgun.
Well, if that don't beat the bugs of fighting.